This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State Representative Pat Smith of Baton Rouge was a featured speaker at the Justice Action Network's D.C. seminar on incarcerated women's issues Tuesday, thanks in no small part to her work on Louisiana's recent criminal justice reform package.
It was a bipartisan collective work from a lot of people.
Smith, in her third term in the Louisiana House, has been a zealous advocate for equality for women, including women prisoners.
We find that women, because they're a smaller population than the men, they do get lesser amounts of resources.
And as Louisiana prepares to move many nonviolent offenders back into society, she says the state has to do a better job of preparing those women to support themselves.
We do a lot of training in our prisons, especially for our men. We're so high on high demand, high wage jobs. But women were not getting these jobs. For women, the only thing we were doing actually was the horticultural, the clerical, and culinary.
She says after one visit to the Louisiana Women's Prison, she met with State Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc about the training being offered.
I said, Jimmy, we're giving this upholstery class to women in prison. Why? So he brought a list to me of all the upholstery companies in Louisiana, and I laughed. I said, people throw couches away. They're not going to use that. Why not teach them welding? And their jaws dropped. Like, we can't do that. Well, they found a way, and 20 or more women were actually learning to weld.
That was before the women's prison in St. Gabriel flooded last August, canceling rehabilitation programs as the women are housed in several other facilities until the prison reopens, hopefully next year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.